I'm Russ White for MSU Today.
The network has grown significantly over the years.
That's Mark Silverman, president of National Networks at Fox Sports and president of the Big Ten Network.
We're always looking to add more games, show some interesting stories, and do all we can to represent our schools and our conference in a way that viewers, alumni, fans, and students will enjoy. The network has enjoyed growing ratings, numerous awards, and become a key part of Football Saturday to Big Ten fans.
Comcast viewers may have trouble finding the Big Ten Network soon.
We're very concerned that we're 5 weeks away from football season and we're not in any kind of negotiations actively with Comcast. They took our network off the air a few months ago outside the Big Ten region. They've had other fights recently, including YES Network last year or the year before it last. So when I look at all these different facts, I'm extremely concerned that BTN inside the Big Ten region, in Michigan, you know, in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, we may be in jeopardy of no longer being carried by Comcast. And despite being on the air for 11 years and having really positive ratings growth and showing some great Big Ten content, I'm just concerned, given what I'm seeing, and they're, you know, they dropped Big Ten in the outer market, and even though they didn't benefit from that at all, there was not, they did not save a penny by doing that. So as I look at these things happening, it was becoming clearer and clearer that there's a really strong likelihood that they're going to try to not have BTN or Big Ten games on FS1 anymore. And I felt it was kind of my obligation to get out there and let people know this is happening.
If there isn't a financial consideration for Comcast, why wouldn't they continue to distribute the programming?
I don't know. You know, we work really hard to produce top-notch content. We've grown all the time. We listen to our fans. It's baffling to me why they would elect to potentially go down this road.
What are the challenges and opportunities facing the Big Ten Network and sports television in general?
The number one challenge for our network and anyone else, you just got to make sure people can watch you. So I think my number one job is to make sure that the games and our content is available to as many people that want to watch it as possible. So I'm working hard to try and make sure people can watch it. And, you know, as we go forward, I think, you know, what we need to keep doing is being innovative. You know, we need to keep coming up with new programming, coming up with new digital content, making sure we give fans a new reason to keep turning into the network and be able to follow their teams. And that's kind of what I like. We're evolving. We're constantly trying to redo things and do things differently and better, looking for more talent and for new stories. So, you know, those are kind of those two big challenges. And as I look out, I think on the second one, we're very well positioned. The first one about the distribution, we don't control that. And that is somewhat in the hands of the distributors. So we're going to try to encourage them as best we can to keep carrying BTN.
Mark Silverman, tell me more about how Big Ten Network is evolving.
Our industry's really had some interesting evolution over the last 5-7 years. I mean, there's providers carrying BTN that didn't even exist when we launched the network by being carried on digital providers such as Hulu and Sony PlayStation View and YouTube TV, DirecTV Now. We're available on all these different digital providers that didn't exist. So the positive is consumers have more options than ever before. They don't have to have cable. They don't have to go to satellite if they don't want cable. They have digital companies. They got a variety of satellite and digital and cable companies. So there's more options. So in my job, as I mentioned, like, we want to make sure that people, if they want to watch it, they can. So by having all these different options, it really enables the consumer to be able to make it as easy for them as possible to be able to watch their favorite team's games.
What's your advice for young people who want to enter this ever-changing world of communications?
You know, content creation has evolved so much since we've been on the air. You know, it doesn't take much to just have your own camera, your own microphone, and be able to go create things. You know, communications and interacting with people and interacting with, let's say, in the sports world, I think that it's really easy for people now to just do things. And so I would urge people to just try try creating your own content. Just talk about a game. Talk about Tiger Woods. Talk about Big Ten football. Whatever is interesting to you, if you could put your own unique voice to that, there's more avenues than ever before to be able to get that content out there. And I think, you know, we have a very active student U program at BTN where we have all students from all the Big Ten schools contributing. And it's just, it's gotten easier and cheaper. And if you really have a desire, you have an ability inexpensively to go produce some content, put it up, set, you know, post it, and people can watch it. It's really, it was never anything like that. It's really become easier. So I just urge you to just get up and just start doing some things.
Mark, summarize what you want us to know about the Big Ten Network.
We're constantly working to produce top-notch content. We want to be able to allow you to all to see it. You know, some things are outside our control, and you know, as we sit here 5 weeks away from Comcast's deal expiring for FS1 Big Ten games as well as BTN, I'm hoping people will follow this, and the last thing we want is for fans to turn on their TV to ready to watch their game and then realize that BTN's no longer on. So just go to keepbigten.com, follow how this story evolves, and we look forward to bringing you more of your team's games and content.
Again, that's keepbigten.com, and that's Mark Silverman, president of national networks at Fox Sports and president of the Big Ten Network. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.